K8RUH to W8FU.
K8BB.
N8KBB.
W8FU.
Never heard of
him. N8KPP from W8FU.
W8SU from W8RCY. You getting any there, Sean?
I am. What's up?
I am well. However, we have a COVID situation here in my tower, so not to risk you or anybody tomorrow, I'm not going to come to breakfast. I'm fine, and I'll probably get another test at Beaumont across the street before the day's over, but, yeah, I just don't want to take a chance of getting you sick or, you know, your wife and everything else and anybody at the restaurant. So, as a precaution, I will not be at breakfast tomorrow.
All righty. Well, that is thoughtful of you. And hopefully you'll stay clear of it. And, of course, based on last week, I may be in more danger than I should just come to your apartment complex. It'll be safer.
Well, I don't know the exact numbers, but when you get to, like, level two, that's when they start shutting things down for group activities and things like that. I know bingo tonight's canceled, but they've already got the weight room and workout room closed off. Any place where you can gather is pretty much closed off. So they're just asking us to stay in place for a week. And I got to go out to Kroger's tonight, get a few things, but I'm not even going to see Joe until probably, my birthday's next weekend, so it's a week from today, so, yeah, hopefully, you know, I just don't want to take the risk of anything, and like I said, I know about your, you know, your significant other situation, and I just don't want to take the risk. I mean, I could be fine now, I could be fine tonight, and then tomorrow morning as we're meeting up for breakfast, something could, you know, happen, and I would really feel bad.
Yeah, probably best. I had heard you talking about it, but I was busy with work and I couldn't get to the radio. I heard you talk about it the other day, and I was gonna ask. So it's probably a good move. So, well, let me know. I mean, but if there's something going on, that's good. Anyhow, I am here right now at the Horn, no less, picking up some breakfast sandwiches for the wife and I. So I'm gonna jump inside. Catch you in a bit. W8RCY from W8FU.
Copy that. You have a good day, a good weekend, and I'll keep you informed and updated as to what's going on. Like I said, I will go to Beaumont Urgent Care across the street this afternoon just to get closed. You know, their hours are like 8 to 8, and so I'll go there early in the evening, run over to Kroger's, get a few things, and hunker down. But I will keep you updated. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. W8RCY, we're clear.
Okay, rolling again.
Where are you off to on this fine morning?
Well, I played hooky so my son and I could get some work done in the around the yard, some heavy lifting stuff yesterday and today. And I just took a break to run up to get some breakfast. Bring it back. So that's all.
very good. All right, cool biz. Just geeking at my desk this morning, nothing exciting here.
And that's okay, living the life. Well, I know Wally's getting married today, so if you hear him, wish him luck. And other than that, looks a little cloudy. I see a threat of maybe some rain coming through. Nothing serious, though, from the weather reports. That's me not putting my seatbelt on. Oh, did you see that video? Not a Rubicon slash ham radio crash course. I enjoyed that. That was pretty good.
Huh, all right. Yeah, I didn't know Wally's day was today. That's awesome. So he's going to have a good day, I imagine. And, yeah, it looks like it might be a little rainy today. I haven't looked at the weather, but it wasn't supposed to rain for, like, another week. But it could today, I guess. I guess I'll check it out. The video, I saw that pass through the feed on Telegram. I did not watch it. So maybe with your suggestion, I might give it a watch.
Yeah, the GMRS guy was being a little funky, but all in all, I thought it was good fun, and he did explain to me finally what fat ham means, and I get it finally. I didn't understand what was meant by that, and now I kind of get it. So, and I don't disagree. But he hit him up. There's some funny moments in it. I only watched about the first half hour of it, but it's like an hour and a half, the first 20 minutes, and I enjoyed the give and go. It was pretty good. They both seemed to be taking it in stride, and I thought Ham Radio Crash Course guy was deflecting some of the snarky stuff, very well. And again, like I said, I don't think it was really snarky. It was more just, he was joking around, tongue-in-cheek. He even wore a professional troll DC shirt, to kind of like highlight he's a troll.
Whoa, an hour and a half? Wow. So yeah, maybe I'll watch the first half hour as well, or however much before I am done with it. But all right, cool. I'll check that out if I remember and I have time all at the same time. So, what did you get for breakfast?
Actually, something that's not on the menu. Got a breakfast sandwich last week at breakfast with the guys, and it was really amazing. So it's not even on the menu. I think they just sell you, a breakfast, and they just stuff it all between the toast. So a couple of those, one for me, one for the missus. And I got them here in the seat, and I'm in the driveway, so I'm going to get inside with them now. But we'll talk to you in a little bit. W8FU, after yours.
All right, enjoy breakfast, KE8PSI.
RUH mobile. This is K8MID. Hello.
WHAX. KEA-RUH, mobile.
WB80 monitoring.
Good afternoon, Walt. KF8S.
Hey, Dave.
Sorry. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon. I'm in the basement today. I don't have an antenna, so I'm talking to you over a phone. How's that for technology?
You are wall-to-wall and treetop tall. Is that your new work area?
Yeah, my temporary work location, I guess, if you want to call it that. One more month to go.
Well, then the fun starts. I've only really moved once. When we moved into Warren. Hell, I even forgot. Near 50 years ago. I have no idea. And we didn't have much to move. We're pretty broke. And moving here was a bear. But other than that, nothing else going on. I thought the rain would be here already. I got to check on the weather again.
From what I heard from my friend, it's all going south of us, so I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't checked myself.
Well, we have no control over it. See, there's a log tomorrow. I'm pretty darn sure I can make it.
Yep, saw Chuck's email. I plan to try to make it. I should be free. Kids and my wife are going to a birthday party, so I don't have anything planned in the afternoon, so I have no excuse.
Yeah, will Captain Don be there?
That I don't know. Maybe I can, I always guilt him into going. It's like, oh, you never go to these things, and you need to, I don't know, it depends. If he's up, if he's down here, he'll probably go. If he's up by his house, he's probably just going to stay there.
Yeah, I catch him on YouTube. I get a kick out of that. I give him credit. He's having fun in the hobby. Well, I just popped in here for a minute because I got to make a pit stop. And I noticed I got a bag of garbage to take off. I have a I made one phone call. I got to make another phone call. Got to line up with my youngest son what we're going to do. Tomorrow I'll go to the Lark. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I can make it. Then Sunday's the, what the hell's the name of it? Put my mind, anyway, for N8AE, Carl, the, oh, well, it doesn't matter the word. Aaron can run.
Alrighty. Well, I'll probably see you there tomorrow then. You'll probably have me cooking the hot dogs again. Anyways, I'll talk to you later. KF8S.
Okay. Now, I think Jerry's going to bring that stuff. I don't know how long I'm going to stay there. I've been having trouble with my balance, and sleep has just been crazier than hell. You know, go to bed at 10, finally get to sleep at 4. It's been going on for days. I wish I could take a nap, but then I screw up everything. Okay, buddy, take it easy. WB80.
TFM.
76MM Pizza.
K8BB.
TFM.
Go ahead. W8EAT.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, just at work, talking on my phone. It's my new All-Star Node replacement for work. How do I sound?
Sounds fine. No issues at all. Perfect, actually. Am I making it okay? I'm in Dearborn.
Sound good. If you're in Dearborn, pick me up some Dearborn sausage, summer sausage.
Yeah, I'm at the ice rink for a hockey game. Starts at 6:30 today, so... He's in there with his team practicing and warming up, so we're going to sit out here playing the radio. I finally got the 500 installed in my truck permanently, but the brake light antenna that they sent me was the wrong one. I ordered the right one, but they had the wrong one in the box, so I got to send that back before I can get the permanent antenna mounted. But at least the radio's mounted.
Roger, sounds good. Anyhow, I gotta get back to work. I'll be back out here in about 15 minutes or so, and I'll catch you then. Have a good one, W8EAP.
All right, take it easy, man. K8TFM.
K8BDF Mobile.
KF8S, what's up?
Finally leaving the office. It's actually not a bad time. Road's moving, not 6 o'clock, all good. What are you up to?
Oh, fighting with my end of week task. Trying to get some code working, it's not cooperating. So I'm just giving up for now and just trying to get it in a point where I can pick it up on Monday.
I just finished up a very similar task, just not with code.
Yep. It's just, it's one of those things where you want to complete it and move on, but you can't, so you got to figure out a place to stop.
I've been fighting with 4 laptops pretty much all week long. They're for our mechanics, so they have all this super expensive, exclusive, pain in the butt, poorly developed software that needs to be installed on them, and one of the vendors screws up credentials and licensing every single time we buy something from them, so I've been fighting with that, and then got to the finish line today and ran out of licensing for, I needed one license for one of our softwares that someone miscounted. And couldn't finish the job, so they're all still sitting there waiting for me on Monday.
Well, at least you have a resolution. You just need another license. This one here, I'm fighting with GitHub, and I don't understand. Their documentation is horrible. So trying to use their automated releases. There's a way to make releases in their system, but not recognizing our private repo or something stupid like that. So I have to wait until Tuesday when the other guy on my team is back. Maybe he has some insight, but at this point I've given up on what I can do, because I have no idea what to do. Well, I have a resolution. It's just doing it in a roundabout way, and I don't know if it'll be accepted. So I got to run it across the team and see what they think. So that's where I'm at.
At least it's not urgent, right? It doesn't need to be live on Monday.
No, it's pretty much, we have a workaround. I mean, my job seems to be all workarounds. It's like, well, I want to do it properly, but we don't have the people or resources or whatever. So here's the workaround. You can do it this way until we have resources to actually do it right.
9 years in this industry, I've learned that I'm never going to have enough resources to do it right.
Yep, it's all triage and way to go. Best effort, I guess, is the phrase to use. But we'll eventually get it proper. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where they have deadlines for things, and it's like, well, we'll have something, but it's going to be done this way, and this will just be our, what do you call it, tech debt for now.
Yep, I think at the end of the day, as long as it works, doesn't cause any harm or damage, and the users don't know, it doesn't matter.
Yuppers, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend for me. Got a bunch of stuff going on. There is a lark tomorrow, by the way. You're all the way out in Almont. I would say, come on down with the kids. But your kids aren't going to like the drive all the way down here. It's going to be at Stony tomorrow around noon.
Yeah, I would love to, but they're a lot. I would spend more time chasing them around because they'd want to go on the jungle gyms and play rather than, you know, staying by dad and listening.
Yep. Well, they do eventually grow out of that phase. And you're able to get more freedom to do things, or you can assign them tasks. But if they're anything like my kids, you still have to be on top of them. You can be the project. You end up being the project manager for your family. It's like delegate tasks to your kids, and you have to follow up with them. My boss was telling me that one day. It's like, yeah, that's how they use these in the training. So you use. The analogy of taking care of children, it's like, I don't know, that's kind of disrespectful in a way, but at the same time, it's true.
I'm not wishing they would grow up any faster, but I am looking forward to the period of, you know, point in time where they listen, and I can do those kinds of things, like, hey, you know, go do X, Y, and Z, and don't ask me why, just do it.
Well, you'll have the Goldilocks zone before 12 or whatever, where they will actually help you out. And then they start resisting a little bit. It's more of they'll do it, but you have to ask them more than once, you know, and it gets, that in itself gets tiring.
They're pretty good now. I mean, I can ask them to do stuff, and they'll generally do it. It's more or less I've got to keep them from doing things they're not supposed to be doing, like, why are you on the table, or why are you in the cupboards, or things like that. So not so much the listening, it's the stop doing stupid stuff.
It doesn't get any better, guys.
So I've been told. Go ahead and jump in there, KS8S.
KKO, I got a 27-year-old, and she hasn't listened to me since she was 10.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 31. I still don't listen to my parents, so I'm sure it's not going to get any better.
Gosh, man, you're a year younger than my oldest.
Well, I'm not going to call you dad.
The bit of advice I have for you guys having daughters is if they want to ride the ponies, let them ride the ponies. because I did that, and then she got into sports and dance, and that didn't work out. Now she's 27 and owns a 15-year-old quarter horse.
Yeah, I'm bringing one. Go ahead again, Dakota. I kind of stumped. I think you're in a dead zone. You might have to switch over to Romeo if you're close enough.
Yeah, I'm at 26 now, so it's time to switch. Just go ahead and take it off. I need to cut you off, bud.
No, I didn't say anything important. I was just like, I'm starting to see all the advice everybody's been telling me come true. You know, when you first have your kids, it's like you don't kind of understand the advice that people give you. But then as they get to that point, you remember a conversation from the past.
Best advice is the advice given. It all depends on how you want to take it to. I mean, it's not really advice. It's just a someone's opinion, I guess. KCKKO. And I'm hitting Warren from Auburn. I'm pretty good at it today.
10-8-DDF. This repeat is coming in. Sounds spooky. Go ahead, Dave. Pick it up again. Let me get a little bit closer.
Yeah, the other phrase I heard is it doesn't get better, it gets different. And that is so true.
Yeah, it gets different. Like I said, my daughter's 27. And she was kind of a girly girl when she was younger, you know, with the play dolls and stuff. But she wasn't really interested in the Barbies or all the pink stuff. She has about as many Hot Wheels as my 32-year-old son does. So we have boxes and boxes of Hot Wheels all over. And now she's back into reading books again, something I couldn't get her to do when she was younger. Now she reads 3 and 4 books a week.
Well, yeah, mine are, I only have experience up to, they're 12 and 11, so they're in their pre-tween years, and I made the decision to at least let them have cell phones. They're all locked down, but it's interesting just with the lockdown how much training wheels are on. So I'm, you know, kind of restricting a lot right now, and we'll loosen it up as they get older. And, you know, if they really want to be unrestricted, they're going to have to start paying for their phone.
Yeah, I can understand that. Luckily, my daughter wasn't too promiscuous, I guess that's the word for it. She's pretty centered in regards to a lot of things. She's been really in a real strong relationship over the past 4 years. She had another one, but he wanted to pursue it a little bit more than she did. She's like, no, I'm done with that. And parted ways. She's got a pretty good head on her shoulders. She's a free thinker. She has her own opinions, and I respect them. Same with my son. And like I said, she wanted the horse. She bought the horse. So she saved up her money. Since she's been riding, anything else like that, when she got a job, she pays for everything. She's got a better truck than me. She has a decent pay. You know, she does oil changes. She's in automotive, and right now she's working on getting into the operators union for heavy equipment, like her friend. So, she's a tomboy, but you don't want to mess with her because she'll knock you down, and it'll hurt.
Wow. Well, that's good. Let's see if Dakota's back here. Go ahead, Dakota, if you're still there.
Yep, I'm rolling up to 32 here, finally in solid range, and contemplating ordering that FTM 500.
Well, I will say that the FTM 500 is a nice radio, even for analog, just doing analog stuff. Of course, there's fusion as well, but not much fusion going on around here. But, I mean, it's the activity's low, I should say.
Dakota, how old are your little ones?
My oldest is my daughter, she's 4, and then I've got a 3-year-old son who just turned 3, and then I've got a whoopsie 8-month-old, another boy. So, got a ways to go, but we just hit the reset button with the 8-month-old because we are finally getting to that point where we're out of diapers and have toddlers and can go do things, and it's, you know, they're a little more independent, and now we're back to crawling, no teeth, you know, gotta feed them, that kind of thing.
You don't have to worry about a cell phone anytime soon, then. So you're good. And then who's the other guy out there? My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mary. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Name over here is Dave. Call sign is Kilo Fox Trot 8 Sierra, KF8S. And yeah, I'm just finishing up some work stuff here. You probably heard us talking a little bit. And, yep, but now I got to figure out what we're going to be doing for dinner because my wife is working the late shift tonight. So I get off my 9 to 5 and on to daddy duty.
Yeah, well, take it to heart and enjoy every moment of it. I've worked in my position for like 30 years. And it's 10 to 6:30, so it was great when my kids were going to school because I was able to be at the bus stop with them, take them to school, and everything else like that. And I have a really good relationship with my kids, a lot better than my wife does. So they call me for something, for wherever they're at. Hey, Dad, I got a question on this. Hey, Dad, I got a question on that. Like I said, my son is your guy's age. He's 32, and he moved out in July to Davison and moved in with his girlfriend who has a 7-year-old daughter that's a little bit on the spectrum. So he's learning. He's getting there. I'm pretty proud of him for it.
Kids are life. I've quit 2 jobs so far because of it. So employers wouldn't accommodate a little bit of flexibility in my schedule to take care of 3 kids and on to the next one. So I hope that I have that relationship with them down the road, which I imagine I'm going to. My wife gets a little jealous how much the kids love Dad.
Yeah, well, whoever spoils them the most. No, I don't. No, they really are. We're really balanced over here. They like doing certain things with my wife, and then they like doing certain things with me, so it's turning out okay. There was a little bit of a rough patch for this past year, but I think we're past that now. I think it was just because we were living in a small shoebox house, and walls were closing in on us, and we needed more space and room for things. So we got that all straightened out, and looking forward to it and all that. But anyways, I gotta get off the radio here. We're doing the handoff from my wife to me. So I'll be back on later, though. Nice meeting you there, Tom, and we'll all talk to both of you later. KF8S.
73 KCKGO.
Tom, did you say you're in Auburn Hills? Is that what I heard?
Correct. I am in Squirrel and Hall Road, roughly around there. I'm in the Warren repeater, which I'm really surprised. This is a good repeater. I can get some pretty good distance on this one. I can't hit Richmond until probably when I'm up in the Romeo area.
It's a very good repeater. I can run that from Hall Road. My office is at Hall Plank, and I can run that all the way to when I switch, which is about 26 Mile Road and 53, and that's on an HD. I've got a small bag mount with a BNC and a little RH77 HT antenna on the roof of my truck. But and then I kick over to Romeo and I run that all the way up to Dryden Road and 53 close to home. So both very good repeaters from
WAFU.
Oh, yeah, the WAFU. Caught them on one of my cases. I just found out like a day or so ago that we actually have a mutual friend through his work. So it's pretty awesome. And where are you here? Like, you live in one Hillman or in the city?
I'm west of 53 on Dryden Road, so Elmont Township. I'm about 5 minutes south of Emily.
Okay, know the area. Used to drive up there a bit. I actually lived in Romeo for about 5 years, and now I am in, where am I at? Memphis, that's where I'm at, M19 and Boardman, just south of Emmett, north of Richmond.
Copy that. Yep, I was born and raised in Romeo, grew up at 34 in Fisher, and then went away to school, came back to Omega Park, rented an apartment in Romeo for a bit, and then my wife and I bought our first house in Armada, lived there for 5 years, and we just moved to Elmont. So getting out of the city village areas that I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and I wish I was still in the middle of nowhere, but I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we have a friend that lives off of 53 and Elmont South. Or no, wait, is that east? East of M53? Yeah, like Main Street, right where the traffic's lit. You gotta go east off of M53, you hit their house right there. As a man, I live in downtown Memphis. It's nice and quiet, not a lot of people. You know, I got great neighbors. I wouldn't change it for a world. This is my second house. The first one I lived in was, I lived in Sterling Heights from 1989 when I moved back here from California to 2004. No, 2010. 2010, so I lived in Sterling Heights. It's too congested for me. Drives me nuts, and I just don't like the area. I like the country. I like the quiet. I like to go outside of my, you know, in the backyard, sit, throw the ball to the dogs, hear the cows down the road and the chickens across the street down the road. That's my type of living. Love it. Won't change it for the world.
Yep, that's us. So we moved. We were in the village. It wasn't too bad, but, you know, we still had, we lived at the T, one of the busiest T's in the village that wasn't Main Street. So it was headlights at our house every night. For some reason, people in Armada don't believe in buying $25 mufflers for their hoopies. So it was just annoying. We wanted to get out of there, and we want chickens, so next spring, as soon as we get a yard situated, we just moved, we don't have grass yet, so once we get that done, chickens are happening, so we're looking forward to the, quote, country living, which we're not very country, we live on 2 acres, it's not like we're on a farm, but I'm going to pretend.
Yeah, right now, my city, well, planning commission, we're looking at a new chicken ordinance. No roosters, and of course, the coop has to be covered because got hawks, got eagles where we are at. You know, we got all the predatory bird, you know, all the predatory birds in the area. So, not that you got to factor in the mice. So, if you got feed, you got to make sure that it's sealed up. Out of that, you get one mouse, you get 30. Found that out with having a bird feeder.
Yeah, that's something I've been concerned about too, and I'm looking at different coops and different enclosures and whatnot because we don't have a single tree on our property. We got a tree line buttoned up to the farmer's field. Other than that, it's wide open, so anything that wants to eat the chickens is going to be able to see the chickens and try to eat the chickens. So if it's got four legs and walks on the ground, I can handle that, but if it's coming from the sky, I can't, you know, can't legally shoot an eagle.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. But you gotta watch out too for what are those little weasels? Weasels also. So if you get an enclosure, make sure that it's either on a cement slab or something that they, you know, you might have to take down, put a rat wall in there maybe. You just want to keep out all the varmint in the base of the chicken coop. You want to put some type of chicken wire or something that ferrets or weasels or groundhogs or anything don't get in there and do anything crazy, you know, so there's a lot of research into it, and I'm still researching it, you know, and when we come up with a solid thing for it, then we'll work on getting the ordinance wrote up for it all. But yeah, there's a couple people that want chickens back in the city, and I'm one of them. I'm also the chairman of the planning commission, so I don't have a lot of influence, but I got some people that we can talk to.
It wasn't too long ago I had to help a buddy of mine's neighbor. He had 12 or 15 chickens, and woke up to 8 of them slaughtered, and I thought it was a weasel too, because I couldn't find any entry point into the coop. It was fully covered. I mean, he did a good job. I don't know how, I still to this day don't know how they're getting in there. Excuse me. The only thing I can think of is they were lifting up the egg door, which seemed pretty heavy, but I ended up live trapping 2 juvenile raccoons that were not that big. So I, to this day, I don't know where they got in and killed all those chickens, but they were dispatched, and no more chickens have died since. So I guess as long as they're not trying to get in still, we're in good shape.
They could be getting, they could be burrowing underneath, look around the house, see if you see a hole. Mice themselves, they get in, and just like Jerry the Mouse on Tom and Jerry, they actually carve a little round access hole just big enough for them to squeeze through, and they'll get in there and eat all that feed. And once that feed is, the mouse droppings are in that feed, it's tainted. You can't use it or the chickens get sick.
Yep, lots of stuff to take into consideration. One of them being I'm definitely going to go with a elevated coop, which is what this guy has. It's pretty nice. It's up on, I don't know, it's up probably 3 feet, so it's easy to get into as a human being to clean it and things like that, and then they're elevated, so it should keep them a little bit warmer in the wintertime and out of the mouse infestation. So, yeah, I've been doing the same thing. I've been poking around on the internet and trying to figure out which coop I want to go with, if I want to fill the coop, how I'm going to secure it, and all that stuff. But definitely going to have some solar security cameras on it, so I can keep an eye on them, and if anything does get in, I'll know exactly what and how.
Smart move.
All right, Tom, well, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm going up to the house here. Good luck with your... hopefully it all works out and you get to get them. And I'm sure I'll catch you on the air soon. I'll be around all weekend. So if not, have a great weekend, and I'll catch you later. NAZDF, I'll clear up yours.
Sounds good. Go look at the chicken coop protein. NAZDF is KTL-73.
CQ Anonymous Men. It is me. I go by Sean. What is your name? Over. Ah. Hello, hello. So, I'm thinking about your quest for a digital hotspot. I have one that might fit the bill. Anthony and I were, Wally and I were talking about it. So I got to crank it out and fire it up and check it out and everything like that, and then we can figure it out from there. Yeah, I'll let you know. Anyhow, I just jumped out into the radio on my way to darts, and I just got here, and I noticed they have a roach coach out back called the Saucy Swine Barbecue. I'm going to go check this out. All right, we'll catch you later. W8FU. 7th
WAFU for KCKCO. When you find out how that swine card goes, message me off the QRs. You got to put a new email in there. Thank you.
KFABOT, listening.
KE8TFM, WAEAP. W8EAP, monitoring. This is W8EAP, I wonder if that Mansfield, Ohio repeater could hear this one up here in Mount Clemens, Michigan. Unit or two under the strength of this repeater, and I measured it, it's about 130 miles away. Well, 125 miles from Mount Clemens, the way the crow flies, so maybe they got to get some PL tone.
You're hearing it on a 2600 frequency, or are you hearing it on the UMP frequency?
They're on this frequency, and they're heterodyning. They're coming in just under this one, if you'd listen. But, yeah, they're coming in super strong. I could pick it up on a walkie-talkie, no problem. Let's hang on for a second, see if anyone responds.
Hello, Ohio. This is KF8S.
It appears to be a linked system. I can't find it here on the list. So, I don't know where this repeater is. He was mentioning it was a linked system. And the guy who was talking said he was on a different repeater, linked to this one.
So, it's in Ohio, and you think it's linked to something.
Right, the one guy said he was in Mansfield, Ohio, talking in on a link. Now, the only repeaters in Ohio that are on this frequency is Lima and Akron. Akron, Ohio, and Lima, Ohio.
Is there anything in repeater book?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. There's one in Lima, Ohio, and one in Akron, Ohio. And they must have the same PL tone. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I have the PL decode turned on this repeater or not.
That's probably why you're hearing them.
I'm going to check my code plug here. Yeah, I got 151. 0.4 TX and no RX tone. That's why. So that's why they can't hear us, because they have a received PL on, probably. I don't know if this repeater transmits a received tone.
You mean it doesn't transmit a tone? It does, because I have it set in mine for tone squelch.
Yeah, I wonder why I didn't program it. Let me check repeater book and see what it says. Sometimes repeater book doesn't mention if it's if it transmits a tone.
From my experience, all the UHF ones transmit a tone normally, and then it's the VHF ones that are sometimes in code only.
Yeah, there's one in Ashland, Ohio, which is right next to Mansfield. It's 162.2 hertz.
So, I just heard somebody on GRMS a coming in from Cleveland. As far as Jack isn't talking to him.
Yeah, I was just going to get a hold of him. I'm going to put in my PL tone of 162.2 and see if I can bring up that repeater.
I'm going to go and switch over to your conference. KF8S QSY.